Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, planning for major purchases or expenses. In this session, we are going to discuss some ways to prepare for making major purchases or covering large expenses. There will always be things you want to buy in addition to your normal living expenses. It may be a new computer, a gift for a special person, a nice vacation, or something for your home. All of these things take money, and you will be faced with a decision. Should I save until I can afford to pay cash for these things, or should I just buy them now using my credit card? In your heart, you know you should probably save and avoid interest costs on your credit card, but the temptation to buy them now can be strong. Let's take a look at some of the financial factors you should consider when making that now versus later decision. Let's say you want to buy a new $1,200 computer. You could save $100 each month for a year and pay cash. Or you could use a credit card and buy it now. If your credit card has a 15% interest rate and you pay $100 each month on your balance, it will take over 13 months to pay off the $1,200 computer. Over that period, you will have paid about $108 in interest. The same concept applies to a 7-day vacation that costs about $3,200. You could save $200 a month for 16 months to accumulate what you need. If you charge that same vacation on your credit card and pay the same $200 each month, it will take just under 18 months to pay off the balance and the additional $380 in interest you will be charged. The point is not that you should never charge things on your credit card, but rather that you should understand that paying interest can be expensive. What about saving for a down payment to buy a car? Let's assume you want to buy a new car that costs $25,000 and that you want to limit your monthly loan payments to $400. That monthly payment would roughly equate to a 48-month loan of $17,000 with a 6% interest rate. That means you would need a down payment of about $8,000. Here is a way to save the $8,000 for your down payment. Set up an automatic savings plan at your financial institution. That way, each month, a predetermined amount will be transferred into your savings account from your checking account. If you want to save the $8,000 down payment over a year, you will need to save about $660 each month. If you stretch your savings period over 2 years, you would only need to save about $325 each month. When you've saved the $8,000, you can then buy the car you want, knowing you can afford the $400 monthly payments. There are also some other options you can consider. You can choose a less expensive car. If you keep the same $400 monthly loan payment, but choose a $20,000 car, you will only need a down payment of $3,000. That will take less than half the time to accumulate. Or you can choose a 60-month auto loan instead of one with a 48-month term. Again, we will keep the monthly payments at $400 and use a 6% interest rate. Under these assumptions, your loan would be about $21,000, and you will only need a down payment of $4,400. Now, let's talk about buying a home. Figuring out how expensive a home you can afford will largely be dependent on the level of monthly mortgage payments you can afford. There will be property taxes, insurance, and upkeep, but your monthly mortgage payments will probably be the most important part of your analysis. Mortgage rates are constantly changing, and there are all different types of mortgages available. Many financial institution websites have calculators to help you determine what your monthly payment would be for different size mortgages at different interest rates. Most lenders require a certain level of down payment before they will consider you for a mortgage. It often ranges from 15% to 30% of the purchase price. The larger the down payment, the more comfortable they will probably be giving you the mortgage, and the smaller your monthly payments will be. Here are some ways to build funds for a larger down payment. First, you can save more. As simple as it sounds, most people end up saving for a few years to accumulate the down payment they need. One easy way to save is to enroll for an automatic savings plan at your financial institution and have a certain amount transferred from your checking account to a dedicated savings account each month. Second, you may be able to borrow part of the down payment from your retirement plan. Many company-sponsored 401k or profit-sharing plans have provisions allowing this. Check the details of your plan with your human resources or payroll department. You could also move to a cheaper apartment while you accumulate your down payment. If you are just starting out or are considering changing jobs, you may want to live in an area with lower costs while you accumulate your down payment. You should reduce other high-interest rate debt while building your down payment. Paying off credit cards will take some of your savings, but you will not be paying the high interest rates usually found with credit cards. You may be able to make a deal with the seller. Sometimes a seller is willing to help sell their home by taking a second mortgage for part of the purchase price. Be careful if you are considering this and make sure a qualified attorney looks at all the documents. You could sell some of your investments and use the proceeds for your down payment. And finally, you could get a second job and save your earnings or skip a year's vacation. In summary, whether it is buying a new computer or buying a home, be sure to consider saving ahead and make sure to fully understand all the costs of borrowing. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.